Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 20th, Sunday. 2019, day 292. Today's topic, when hard time comes, you sing songs to praise God, He will come to protect you. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 118, verses 5 to 21, Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 1 to chapter 36, verse 32, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 to 25, Proverbs 25, verses 25 to 27. Today's main passage from Psalm 118, verses 5 to 14. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, when hard time comes, you sing songs to praise God, He will come to protect you. Do you believe that? Have you experienced that? NIV version, Psalm 118, verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Another meaning of the word defense is song. The Lord is my strength and my song. Wow, the word defense and song is the same word. What a great catch today. Praise the Lord. Jesus reminds me right now that 1,000 years after King David wrote this psalm, Paul and Silas were in hard time and they sang hymns. They were being strengthened and God's protection king. Even the jailer and his whole family were being saved and baptized. Let's read this passage. That's from Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. The porter shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Jesus reminds me that 3,000 years after King David wrote this psalm, I was in hard time numerous times and I sang hymns. I was being strengthened and God's protection came many times. Every time, I think. Every time. It is a pity that many Christians do not know the secret to kick out the enemies, even Satan's dark forces. I've been praying hard for a sister in Sabah because she is in a hard time. Praying hard for a sister. Yeah. In Sabah. Yeah, the past 3 days. She has been leading praise and worship and playing keyboard for many years, and she is the only one who knows how to do, who knows how to do that in her church. But because of her hard time, she stopped everything and being pulled into depression. Could you pray for her right now and that she can be revived and restored and that she can sing songs again to praise God so that she can be strengthened and protected? Please pray for her now. Yeah, and sings my soul, my God. Yeah, praise God now. Sings my soul, yes. Open your soul to praise the Lord and sing your souls. Yeah. How great thou art, yes. How great thou art, how great thou art. Dear Abba Father, help us to sing praises to you continuously so that we can be strengthened and protected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? What is your next step to sing praises to God continuously so that you can be strengthened and protected? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message, especially what have you experienced today. May the Lord bless you.